in the chanting of the holy name, one should never forget the immense benefits that are bestowed upon the chanter by the holy name. Because if one knows what is the kind of outstanding benefit that the chanting Hare Krishna bestows upon me, which cannot be achieved by any other means, then one will certainly take to the chanting of the holy name very seriously. Bhagavan Saraswati used to call the first verse of Shikshashtakam as the seven-tongued benefits of the holy name. The seven benefits that are given in the very first verse of Shikshashtaka. It is said, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. Just as when a mirror is covered with dust, you take a wet cloth and you wipe it, then one can see the face clearly. Similarly, the covering upon our minds are the material dirt, which is particles of material desires. And these particles are so strong that they cannot be removed very easily. Even jnanis and yogis, after many lifetimes of penances and austerities, they are unable to remove these dust particles, which are firmly stuck on the minds. But when one chants the holy name, they can be very easily wiped out, and one can see the Lord in the heart very clearly. And Bhavamaha Davagni Nirvapanam. It is said, all the jivas of this world are suffering because of Shoka Mohan Bhaya, lamentation of the past, illusions of the present, and fear of the future. So these and the threefold miseries, and they all inflict enormous suffering upon the conditioned soul, due to which his heart is constantly burning. But as we sing every morning, Samsara Davanala, in the same manner, the chanting of the holy name quenches the material miseries that one suffers in one's life. It's called as Kleshagni. And it says, Bhavamaha Davagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. In the night, when the full moon blossoms in the sky, that's a particular type of white lotus, which blossoms only every night. When the moonlight falls on the white lotus bud, it blossoms into a fully blown lotus flower. In the same manner, generally the conditioned souls are considered to be the most unfortunate, because they are simply kicked and whipped by Maya, by different kinds of whips, like the Jara, Mrityu, Shoka, Moha, Kshut, Pipasa, thirst, hunger, old age, death, and disease, different things like this. But as soon as one takes to the process of chanting of the holy name, immediately the auspiciousness dawns in the life of a chanter. Then one can see that one's life, actually, it's like a change that brings about, that's brought about in the heart of a devotee, by which every day is seen like a festival of joy. That is Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Just as the moon brings about auspiciousness in the lotus bud blossoming, it similarly in the life of a chanter, it brings auspiciousness. Vidya Vadu Jivanam. And when one chants, the bride of Bhakti Mata, she comes into the heart of the devotee. And Bhakti starts making the devotee dance with great ecstasy. She teaches the dancing steps to the Bhakta, who is sincerely chanting the holy name. And the Bhakta suddenly becomes awakened to the joy of bliss of spiritual life. And she doesn't come alone. She comes along with her two children, Vairagya and Jnan. Knowledge and Vairagya immediately come along with Bhakti. That is the Badu. Ananda Ambudi Vardhanam. When one chants the holy name, the bliss in the heart of the devotee expands, exactly like when you sow a seed in the ground, it turns into a plant and then into a tree, and then it blossoms into several flowers. When the blooms come, then naturally they produce millions of seeds, and then there is no limit to the number of trees that expand from this one seed. Like that, Ananda Ambudi Vardhanam. So the bliss of the devotee keeps expanding. So gradually as devotee progresses from Shraddha, Sasanga, Bhajana, Kriya, when he goes to higher and higher stages, one reaches the stage of Bhava and Prema, and then one enters into the spiritual world to relish the transcendental bliss more and more, unlimitedly. And Prati Padam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. It is said that when a devotee keeps one step ahead further in spiritual life, every moment or every step is a step of increasing wisdom and bliss, both. Because the revelation of Krishna takes place in the heart of the devotee. When a devotee can clearly see the presence of Krishna, the protection of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna, love of Krishna, and Krishna enveloping the devotee from all directions, a devotee can perceive, due to which he feels immense bliss. And Sarvatma Snapanam, the chanting of the holy name, bathes the soul. What kind of bathing is this? Arjuna asked this question to Arjuna. Arjuna asked this question to Krishna. Atakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushaha anichchannapi varshnaya baladivaniyojita. My dear Krishna, what impels the soul in this world to commit deadly sinful activities as if impelled by force? And Krishna said, Kamesha Krodesha Rajoguna Samudbhava Mahashana Mahapapam Vidyanamayarinam. He said, it is lust only, Arjuna, that is the greatest force in the world that drives all living beings. So that lust causes a great craving in the heart of everyone in this world. People's hearts are craving for enjoyment. But Sarvatma Snapanam means, when one is completely bathed by the holy name, then the heart becomes deeply satisfied within. And one's craving is put off. And people around him become surprised. How this person doesn't hanker for wealth, or women, or followers. How this person has become completely satisfied in himself. He doesn't possess anything, but he seems to be possessing everything. So people become amazed. Like that, the chanting of the holy name bestows upon us these seven great benefits. A devotee should constantly think of these benefits in the heart and keep extolling the holy name and glorifying the holy name and thanking Krishna for bestowing this good fortune upon us, the greatest benediction upon us, which is incomparable to even the post of Indra or Brahma or the Adipati of the whole world. So unless the devotee is grateful to the holy name, if a devotee is not grateful, he will simply become a great fool. Because gratefulness is most essential in spiritual life. It's very vital for our growth. So let us be grateful to the holy name and thank the holy name. And the best way of thanking the holy name is to pay attention to the holy name, understanding its benefits. Harinam Prabhu Ki.